What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go right ahead and take a phone call from Nathan in Northern California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I'll try to make it real quick for you. Last week, you got kind of a crazy phone call from, you know, this guy who was talking about Larry Mizell in Denver, and then he used a little profanity, and you had to cut him off.
Yes.
And, I'm sure you remember that, but the only people I have ever heard talk about Larry Mizell in Denver is Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan, and they had a show. Stu Webb had a show, Truth Warriors or something. I think it's been kicked off of YouTube. But I just thought I'd throw that at you and let you know. Sounded like Stu Webb or Tom Hennigan, and why they would do that, I have no idea. Maybe it's your own personal business, and I'll leave it at that. But I thought that was pretty, just not a good thing.
Well, I don't have a working relationship with either of those gentlemen. I mean, I know who they are. But our paths may have crossed briefly sometime in the past, but we're not in a working relationship.
Yeah, well, you did the right thing. Congratulations. And now I got to think of a question to ask you or a comment. The only thing I can think of is what's going on with this Trump situation and why they're so upset about him talking to Putin. I'll bet, it's just my personal guess, I'll bet Putin gave him an earful of information about the skullduggery that's going on with our deep state and a number of other things, and they are mad. They are absolutely furious that they don't want him to know any more than what he knows. They want to keep him in the dark. And I don't know if that's correct or not, but it's obvious they don't want him talking to Putin. And
they don't want
really
him talking to anybody. They didn't want him to talk to Kim Jong-un. And you're absolutely right. We know that one of the ways that Trump is being manipulated is he's being fed false information by his own advisors to steer him in a certain direction.
Yeah, well, I really think that Putin gave him some stuff that probably, put him close to having to put a bungee cord around his jaw. It must have been incredible, and they don't want him to, have any kind of a relationship at all with him. I would just love to say the last thing, to see Trump go over to Moscow around the holidays. Jesse Ventura went over there one time with RT around Christmas time.
Yep.
And supposedly he said Moscow is absolutely gorgeous around the holidays. It's all lit up. It's Merry Christmas, and it's just an incredible sight to see, and he was very, very impressed. And I hope Trump will weather the storm here, and maybe Putin will invite him to go to Russia, and I hope he'll just go there for a couple of days and see what there is to see. And there's a lot more I can talk about, Michael, but I know you got a lot of talking points, so thanks for taking the call.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot here. And, of course, during Christmas, all cities look beautiful. They've got that coat of white snow, makes them look clean and shiny. And there's a lot of decoration, not just in Russia. Europe, by and large, takes the holiday seasons very, very seriously. I learned that when I was working in Munich. Here in the U.S., Christmas is just another marketing ploy. And so we'll see people put up the lights, but it doesn't have the same spirit. And I noticed this last Christmas, not as many people put up the lights on the outside of the house. Anyway, getting on back to Israel and Palestine. You remember there was not too long ago this 20-year-old medical worker, a paramedic, Razan al-Najjar. and she was shot dead. Israel said it was merely an accident. She was clearly marked as a medical evacuation worker. And so B'Tselem has done an investigation and said that Israeli soldiers deliberately fired at the Palestinian paramedics wearing medical crew uniforms who were 25 meters from the fence, killing Razan and wounding two others. And as they walked up to the fence, they had their hands in the air. And the Israelis still shot them. Over in India, as you know, India is considering buying the S-400 air defense missile system from Russia. And the United States is getting all huffy and saying, you can't do that. It's against this law that we have here. Well, apparently they're talking about some kind of a federal bill that was implemented in 2017. But India's response from their defense minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, said that U.S. law doesn't apply in India, which I'm sure came as a shock to our diplomat. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now returning to the network. As you know, over in North Korea, U.S. and North Korean diplomats are negotiating for the return of war dead remains, and they think it's going to begin within the next 2 weeks. And, of course, there's going to be a process of locating, identifying, and shipping them all back home. And I'm sure there'll be a photo op of the remains returning. It is a positive step, along with all the symbolism that we have seen lately with North and South Korea taking part in certain events together. I think that Kim Jong-un's ultimate plan, and the reason he's talking about giving up his nuclear weapons, is that he's going to reunify with South Korea. And a unified Korea would be safe from U.S. invasion. I think that's his plan. Things are getting kind of tight over in Nicaragua. Apparently, government forces have launched intense raids backed by heavy equipment on Sunday in rebellious towns in the Masaya department south of the capital, leaving several people injured. And apparently, troops used mechanical shovels in the early hours of the day to clear barricades in at least three towns in this latest unrest convulsing the Central American country. Boy, Nicaragua, what a terrible time they've had, certainly with all the U.S. meddling, and I have to wonder if this is more of the same. But remember back in the mid-80s, all that gun and drug running that was coming out of Arkansas was going to Nicaragua to arm the Contras against the Sandinistas. Over in Haiti, their riots are increasing, and the nominal reason for it is that because of the IMF ordering a restructuring of the Haitian economy, diesel prices are going to go up by 38% and 47%. And of course, this not only makes it more expensive to fill your car or truck, this would lead to cost increases for pretty much everything else. But this outbreak of instability apparently caught the Haitian government off guard. And so they've announced that the gas price increase is going to be temporarily suspended. But the disorder went on. And so somebody is wondering if maybe this is a plan to bring down the government of Haiti and replace it with somebody pliant here. Now, as you know, we had a caller call into the show yesterday with the announcement that down in South Africa, out on the Cape, Cape Town, they've formed a new country, the Sovereign State of Good Hope. And they took down the South African flag and hoisted their own flag in Cape Town yesterday. Now, Parliament in Cape Town has been served with an eviction notice to vacate the property by this coming Friday. Now, the sovereign state of Good Hope is saying that the result of a legitimate and lawful process of secession by the traditional hereditary tribal leader of the Khoisan Nation, Gaob, which loosely translates to king in English, Coabeha Calvin Cornelius III. Well, I'm wondering about that. First of all, it's going to be interesting to see all those people who screamed about Crimea's secession, how they're going to respond to this. And more importantly, I'm not getting a sense that this really fits in with South Africa's political ambitions. I think there's going to be a fight over this. It just feels like it's not going to go down gently. Now, do you remember all these stories that came out of Cuba and China about how there was some kind of sonic vibration that was harming our diplomats, and Cuba and China were accused of technological warfare that was causing brain injuries to our diplomats? And apparently some 250 U.S. diplomats in China are undergoing neurological medical tests to ascertain if they've succumbed to the same kind of brain trauma diagnosed in their other colleagues in Cuba. A study of 21 diplomats evacuated from Cuba found last year they had incurred brain injuries, but it was diagnosed not from physical impact to their heads. Now, it's interesting that only the U.S. diplomats were reporting this, and no other country has reported similar incidents among the diplomatic staff. And so what this article that is inside Zero Hedge is suggesting, that maybe it was our own spy devices, because the U.S. has been working on what they call enhancement programs. I mean, going all the way back to MK Ultra, ways of stimulating your brain to make you more intelligent, to make you learn faster. And they may have been running some experiments in these embassies, as CIA has a want to do, running experiments on unsuspecting people. And that may be what's behind all of this here. Now, Iran is saying that the Middle Eastern oil producers have led Donald Trump into a trap, and as a result, prices will rise. Maybe we'll have riots here like they're having down in Haiti. Iran's representative to OPEC has warned that Trump's hopes that other countries will fill the gap in oil supply after the U.S. imposes sanctions on Iranian oil will not come to pass and are based on a miscalculation. So there's going to be a shortfall, a global shortfall, and that will drive prices up. And it will all be because Donald Trump did Israel's bidding and pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. Now, about a week and a half ago, Mike Pompeo was trying to smooth over acceptance of the Iranian sanctions by hinting that there might be exemptions or waivers handed out. Well, that appears to have been all it was, just smoothing everything over, because Pompeo is now out there saying, no, there will be no sanctions, exemptions, or waivers, certainly not for the European Union. Now, this is not helping our relations with the European Union. The EU has passed laws rejecting U.S. sanctions and forbidding their companies from complying with them. This is putting these companies into a very difficult spot. If they go along with the sanctions, the EU legally prosecutes them. If they don't go along with the sanctions, the U.S. comes after them. This has been handled very, very badly. Now, Barclays Bank has been accused of rigging interest rates on the £8 billion lose-lose loans. No surprise there. Jesse James was right. The really big outlaws are the bankers. Let's take a phone call now. Paul in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, what I find disturbing about what's going on the left is that the You know, I used to be a liberal way back in the day, and back in the 80s, the liberals were very suspicious about the CIA and our intelligence agencies. And they were an honorable opposition, and they were consistent. And that's what's kind of sad about their phony outrage about what happened with Trump in Helsinki. You know, Trump, I think, by the way, when he's making those remarks concerning our intelligence agencies, he's not just addressing the American audience, he's addressing a global audience.
Yes.
And many nations throughout the world are well acquainted with the chicanery and the crimes of our intelligence agencies, particularly the CIA.
Yes.
And a lot of Americans, they're outraged, but they shouldn't be outraged because of what Trump said. They should be outraged. Well, first of all, I'm outraged at their ignorance, but at the behavior of our intelligence agencies. They've seemed, the left, has absolutely forgotten the crimes of the CIA. Remember, Iran-Contra,
yep.
You know, toppling governments in Central and South America, right? Funneling arms to Libya and the toppling of Omar Gaddafi. You know, the instigation in Syria. I mean, aren't they reading their own periodicals with Seymour Hersh talking about the jihadis flown in from Libya after toppling Gaddafi into Jordan and then, you know, crossing the border into Syria to start the...
Well, they're not really interested in the facts of what's going on. They're interested in pushing the agenda, pushing the agenda, pushing the agenda. And unfortunately, both the left and the right have evolved a very dangerous state of the ends always justify the means. You know, as Gandhi said, if everybody goes an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, soon the whole world is blind and toothless. And I know it's being declared that a call for civility represents white heterosexual masculinity, but I'm going to be white and masculine and heterosexual here and say we do need to bring back civility to our political discourse.
And absolutely. And just because he might have misspoken in Helsinki doesn't make that an act of treason. You know. And one other remark I'd like to make concerning what Trump may be trying to do, right, is, you know, with the establishment of American bases throughout the world, we're not only encircling Russia, we're also encircling China.
Yes.
Now, one of the things could be is that there's a shift going on now in, you know, the Trump administration, maybe in the political organizations and think tanks. Perhaps it is that they're starting to think... As Sun Tzu teaches, if you're going to attack an adversary or plan on attacking an adversary, you have to, you know, cut them from their allies. You have to alienate their allies and take their allies away from them. And so I'm wondering whether this is a plan to take Russia away from China, because if you were going to take on the Chinese, it would be very vital to take Russia away from them and end that alliance between those two great powers. Because if they were ever allied together, no way could you win against either of the two sides.
Yes, yeah, we've been saying that all along. I think right now it would be extraordinarily difficult for the U.S. to split Russia and China apart from each other, primarily because Russia and China know that their continued mutual defense cooperation is the only thing deterring an eventual U.S. attack.
Yeah, I agree. But nonetheless... I don't see what the big deal is about anything what Trump said, because I'm not offended by the truth. And I think, you know, the intelligence agencies within the United States best not try to threaten our president. And I think it would be good if we remind ourselves by our own diligence about the treachery and the crimes of our intelligence agencies.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Paul, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, let's see, up in San Francisco, we've been talking about San Francisco a lot. They've got a new mayor. She was walking around with the news crews. The guys shooting up drugs right in back of her. And then she basically decided she was going to solve the feces in the street problem by asking people not to poo. Well, apparently illegal immigrants residing in the city of San Francisco have now been given the right to vote in the local elections. And they're just giving our country away. They are just giving our country away. And it really is sad to see. It's really sad to see. Now, if somebody comes to this country and they go through the process of becoming a citizen, then they're allowed to vote. Now, there is a federal law that illegal immigrants cannot vote in the national elections, the federal elections. And I hope it's going to be enforced. But Trump, if he's seriously thinking about running in 2020, he's got to clean up this illegal immigrant voting mess right now. There are an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in this country. and they're actively being recruited to vote in elections. And now you have cities like Boston and San Francisco, liberal strongholds, who are like saying, yes, as much as we're able to under the laws, you will be allowed to vote in the local elections. That's not how it's supposed to work. Now, apparently over the weekend, there were some protests in Chicago that were triggered when police shot a black man dead. And, of course, everybody immediately went on out there and said, Black Lives Matter, riot, riot, riot. We're going to protest. We're going to do this. You know, give me a brick. Give me a rock or something. The police have released the body camera footage from the officer showing that the suspect was armed with a gun. Had a spare magazine in his belt, and apparently was actually reaching for the gun at the moment he was shot. So everybody rioted for no good purpose, but then I guess they don't really need a good reason. They just want to get on out there and get into a frenzy. By the way, do you remember that FBI agent was based in Washington, D.C., but he was visiting Denver for training last month, and he went to this Mile High Spirits Club in the city's Lodo downtown area, and he was dancing and lost his gun. And then when he bent to pick up the gun, it accidentally discharged and shot a man. And he's still waiting for his trial, but the judge has said he can have his gun back. Because after all, he's an FBI agent. Okay, getting into the world of political correctness here. Apparently over at Bath University, academics are being told to stop using the phrase, as you know, to snowflake students, because it might make them feel inadequate if they don't in fact know. Well, if they don't in fact know, then the academics at Bath University have failed those students. Because that's what you're supposed to be doing at a university, is getting an education, learning as much as you can. Now, over the last few years, a few schools around the country have shown the high cost of catering to the snowflakes, the mobs of social justice warriors, the partisan activist groups. Schools like Evergreen State College, the University of Missouri, and Oberlin College are all notorious for their tendency to pander to the social justice activists, and now they're paying the price. Although college enrollment is slightly declining across the country, these three institutions have seen massive declines over just the last couple of years. Young people don't want to borrow all that money in student loans to go to a college campus and listen to snowflakes scream about, well, whatever the snowflakes are screaming about. Now, as you know, France won the World Cup, first time they ever have. And France just went wild. 292 arrests, 45 injured police officers, and 2 dead. Must have been some party. Must have been some party here. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, we've got some science and news, and hopefully we're going to have some phone calls as well. So remember, the number is 800-313-9443, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're about halfway through the program here today. Okay, here's kind of an... You have to wonder what these people are thinking here. This is from Zero Hedge. And I wish it was from The Onion, but it isn't. Apparently, two security officials from the U.S. Department of Energy who were tasked with transporting deadly substances left plutonium just sitting in the back of their Ford Expedition, where it was promptly stolen from a Marriott parking lot in San Antonio. And that was about a year ago, and nobody knows where the material went. Authorities still have no clue as to the whereabouts of where these materials, which could be used to make dirty bombs, have gone to. That is really dumb here. Now, over in my neck of the woods, out at Aniwetok Atoll, we have another serious situation. Aniwetok Atoll was witness to some 43 nuclear explosions, and they collected up all the debris. They tried to clean it all up, and they buried it in a pit, and they put this concrete lid over it. 350 feet across, 16 inches thick. You can actually see it in Google Earth. And unfortunately, it's leaking. It was a reinforced concrete dome, 16 inches thick, 350 feet across. It's cracked and leaking. So now we got to deal with that on top of Fukushima. All right, let's grab some phone calls. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both. You mentioned about the cost of fuel or gas, whatever you want to call it, going up because of political shenanigans or who knows what. Can you clarify how much is projected to be going up before I reply any further?
It's really hard to say because what Trump is trying to do is to get other nations to increase their output so that there's still an adequate amount of petroleum flowing across the globe. Some are willing to do it. Some are still deciding, making up their minds. Each of these oil-producing nations has to do what they think is in their best interests, unless they're already under U.S. puppet control. So it's hard to predict. But there's absolutely no question that if Donald Trump can convince the entire world not to do business with Iran in terms of oil, there will be a tremendous shortfall because Iranian oil, I mean, that part of the world, the reason it's so strategically important is much of the world's oil, something like a third of it, of our petroleum products, is coming out from that part of the world. Now, China has already said they're going to stop buying U.S. crude. They are turning to Iran, and I imagine Russia might as well.
Okay. The reason why I was asking, because if I recall correctly, during one particular character in the White House at one point before they went and invaded Iraq and so forth, said that, well, we'll have all the petroleum, the fuel that we could ever need, or oil, or whatever the case might be, and so forth, ad nauseum. And during the first or second term of Shrub Jr.'s reign, as it were, I seem to recall that at least here in the southeast U.S., part of the U.S., the cost of fuel or gas, whatever you want to call it, went up to like $5-plus dollars a gallon.
Yep.
And it seemed like it just kept rising and rising and rising until it finally so-called leveled off. Now, the bad humor about it is that my other half made a comment that says, well, you know what, you haven't won the lottery when you can't fill your fuel tank with more than $50. If you hit the lottery, you get the fuel tank full for under $50. And I thought, my gosh, the humor that this dude had was unbelievable. But you know what? He had a very valid point. Some people are not able to do that at that time. Some people still can't do it, even though it's down to, like, depending on where you are in the southeast U.S., can't do it from below $3 a gallon, for that matter, or $2.50 or whatever. So, and this is for, like, unleaded regular gas, not premium or whatever you want to call it, for that matter, a higher grade fuel. So that makes me wonder, when he's planning on doing that, the question is are we going to be looking at another spike in the cost of fuel per gallon because of the shenanigans or whatever that's going on or could be going on?
Yes. That's what everyone is saying. The price of gas and diesel is going to go up. Nobody knows exactly how high, but it is going to go up. And so that's just something we're going to have to deal with now. Fortunately, I'm sorry, what again?
So basically, you're talking about a barrel of oil going up to $150 to plus $175 for a barrel compared to being over $100.
It could.
And that's getting outrageous. And the question is, who's pulling the strings on who and whose pockets are being lined?
Well, the oil company executives' pockets are definitely being lined, and I have no doubt that generous financial inducements are being made to the oil ministers of various countries to get them to see things the U.S. way and cut Iran off. But it's a very tricky, delicate situation, but we're all going to be paying for it. We're all going to be paying for Trump's pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. And we could see gas prices back up, you know, to $5 a gallon again. And it's not that far from it here in Hawaii. We're at about $3.80 a gallon. Fortunately, Claire and I have this little tiny economy car with a little tiny gas tank. So, and we don't do all that much driving.
Well, my dear, tricky yes, easy no. Nothing with, as far as the coming out of the desert of criminals to the everyday person on the street is ever easy. If it was, we wouldn't be in the pickle that we're in the U.S. And with that said, I'm out of here. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mark.
Hello. I hear you now.
You can hear me. Okay. I think this is the last gasp for the Democrats. That's why they're panicking. They know if they don't come through with this in the 18 election and the 20 election, they're going to probably go completely kaput, you know, because if they can't get a majority in at least the House or the Senate, or they can't get the presidency, and they're losing all their governorships and everything, they can't deliver. They can't deliver, and people just say, hell with it. There's nothing that we want from the Democrats. And the thing is, there was a psychologist, Sigmund Freud. He had a term called projection. What they use a lot as a political tactic is projection. When John Brennan calls Trump a traitor, actually, he's a traitor. Brennan is a traitor. By calling Trump a traitor, then he's hoping people will take their eye off of him and look at Trump, is what the deal is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we've seen that, like, through the Hillary campaign in 2016. All of the allegations they were hurling against Trump was the stuff they themselves were doing.
Right. And then I want to make a comment about Trey Gowdy. I don't think he's going to go back to being a prosecutor. I think this guy is going to probably end up being a TV commentator, and or he's going to get a big white shoe lawyer job where he's making a lot of money, probably both at the same time. This is what happened to Jason Chaffetz. He nobody could understand why he retired all of a sudden. Well, he got a good job there with a much easier job where he just has to show up once in a while at Fox News and talk a little bit. He probably makes a hell of a lot more money than he did as a congressman. I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, Trey Gowdy, it seems like he's actually controlled. He's allowed to be the bulldog up until a certain point, then they yank his leash back. Hey, can I just go off topic a few things?
Yeah, I certainly a lot of people agree with you about Trey Gowdy, and it may be he's gotten tired of playing that role, and that's why he's retiring at the end of this term. Oh, I've also, before I let you go on there, somebody's corrected me. This was the second win of the World Cup by France. They also won it in 1998. I stand corrected.
Congratulations, France.
All right.
I am disappointed that the Drudge Report seems to have gone left. And that's a real loss, if that's true, because the Drudge Report is the highest viewed news website in the world, aggregate website in the world specifically. And
yes,
that I've just really noticed that Trump has been spun badly. Putin's been spun really badly. There's never any links to any sort of sympathetic for Palestine articles. The Israel is always whitewashed, and it's just gotten worse and worse. I don't know what's going on, but it looks like it's been infiltrated, which is really unfortunate.
Well, no, actually, Matt Drudge has always had a liberal bias, and Matt and I sort of figuratively crossed swords back during the Vince Faustin affair when I came across documentation that did prove that the FBI was fraudulently manufacturing the testimony of Lisa Foster. And I shared it with Matt Drudge because I hadn't really built my own website at that point, and he didn't run it. Instead, he went with that accusation of domestic abuse against one of the White House staff who sued him. And the news from that made Drudge a household name, and then the lawsuit got dropped.
It seems like it's getting worse. But anyway, just wanted to mention that. And, okay, original joke for a run out of time. What is the most feared event for a cross-eyed Olympian?
I don't know. What's the, please tell us.
The parallel bars. And,
okay.
Regarding the Japan missile test false alarm.
Yes.
Well, it came very suspiciously soon after the Hawaiian false alarm nuclear missile test. And this really was a nuclear, because they were saying that it's an incoming intercontinental ballistic missile. That would be a nuclear, right?
Yes.
You don't send conventional missiles into space first before you bring them down. So what are
you don't waste an ICBM on a conventional warhead.
Yeah, exactly. So what are the chances that within a day or two after Hawaii having accidentally threatened and terrorized everybody that there's going to be a nuclear strike, then it happens in Japan? So what I'm thinking is that it took them a day or two to search around for an ally somewhere that it's some corrupt inside bought and paid for politician somewhere to agree to do their own, so that it kind of creates cover in almost a blanket of normality over the whole thing. It's like, you don't have to look too hard into why it happened in Hawaii, because you know what, it happened over there too. It's just something that happens, you know.
Well, let me tell you, there's a couple of theories floating around about it. One is that it was just a series of tests to see how we're all going to react. We've never really gotten a clean story about either the Japanese incident or the one here in Hawaii. There is a theory floating around that some party wanted to kick off the war with North Korea and launched missiles at both Hawaii and Japan from probably a submarine, and that they were both successfully intercepted, but only after the warnings had gone on out, and then they had to say there is no ballistic missile because they didn't want everybody getting upset and screaming for war.
Okay, for that theory to be true, there would have been like a day or so delay between the two missiles, which I guess could happen, or it's just that the one was launched towards Hawaii, and then when it all got canceled, and then there's a cover-up, then what I'm saying might be, okay. And then the last thing moving on is you had an article I saw on your website yesterday regarding a radioactive burial site in the ocean on an island where they had collected a few dozen 50s and 60s bomb site radioactive dirt and then put it into a crater and then entombed it with concrete. And so the establishment media is, even in different countries, is talking about the story in the headlines saying rising ocean waters is causing leaks. But if you actually go and read these articles, the ocean hasn't risen. It's fears that rising waters could cause leaks.
Yeah,
and it's such a dishonest reporting, and it's part of the global warming agenda.
It is dishonest reporting because reinforced concrete back at the end of World War II, back at the end of nuclear testing, the rebar that goes in there, eventually the salt air starts getting into that rebar and it will corrode and it will expand, which will then crack the concrete. Unless you have some kind of stainless steel rebar, and that's a very expensive operation, all reinforced concrete eventually starts to fall apart. We're seeing a lot of it here in Hawaii. And again, it's that salt air that gets into the rebar, corrodes it, it expands, it swells, and it starts cracking the concrete. And it's a real problem. It is a real problem. But anyway, the prostitutes and correspondents are still out there trying to find any opportunity to push human-caused global warming. Meanwhile, they've got record-setting low temperatures in the Southern Hemisphere this winter. And up here in the summer, it's always like, oh, this thermometer way over there where you're not likely to go, that's the one showing the record high temperatures. Again, it's dishonest reporting. They don't want to go back and admit that it was all a hoax. And we're going to have another early winter. Anyway.
Okay, have a good day. Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, Mateus, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to comment on your story about the lost plutonium.
Yes.
That's a true story. I would think that that was some kind of setup, that somebody could steal this plutonium and maybe let off a dirty bomb, because it's been a long time since 911 to get the population scared. But I think they need another one, and this would be a perfect ploy to do that, to get everybody frightened, get new laws and whatever.
It does feel like a setup that these Department of Energy guys were security experts, and they just left this stuff sitting in the back of a pickup truck in the parking lot at a Marriott. That, to me, just seems difficult to believe. I mean, if you're transporting this kind of material, there should be a locked box in the back of the truck at the very, very least, if not, an enclosed panel truck so people don't know that it's in there. It does feel a little bit wanky. But I do want to talk a little bit about this idea of a dirty bomb, because it sounds scary, but it isn't really all that dangerous. The explosive component of the bomb is the real danger. And yes, if you have managed to get your radioactive material into some kind of a powdered form, you can scatter it around with a bomb. But it's only going to go as far as the initial bomb blast itself. And we're talking, depending upon how big that bomb is, could be, 50 feet, 100 feet. It's not really a weapon of mass destruction that's going to wipe out an entire city. And, people who are exposed would have to be decontaminated and the area would have to be cleaned up. But it's more a propaganda device than it is a real weapon.
Even a small explosion, it would be enough to frighten the American people again into accepting things they normally wouldn't accept.
Yep. We may be coming up on that kind of a period here, because the war agenda, they're still trying to push forward. We could actually see a coup d'etat against Donald Trump, and they're going to have to get the American people to sit down and say, okay, we're going to go along with this because it's our best option.
See, the school shootings haven't really gotten people riled up enough. They need something bigger.
Well, I think that people are realizing the school shootings are a fraud and a fake. Certainly at Sandy Hook, where it's turned out that school wasn't even being used at the time the shooting supposedly took place. We have a government that is willing to kill its own people to get what it wants. I mean, Roosevelt sacrificed the crew of the Arizona to get us into war with Japan. Just wrote him off and said, that's what military people are for.
Right. Well, anyway, just something for us to look for. Maybe we can state it off if everybody talks about it. And it'll keep them from doing that. But, I don't know. I'm just thinking it's always good to have light shining on something.
Yes, it always is. Anyway, Laura, we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-919-3600. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.